Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Are you offsetting your own personal emissions
yeah.
with that? And what, can you give us a sense of the scale of that?
It's, you know, like 10 million a year.
Okay. And just
it's
to be...
a variety of things, you know, buying electric heat pumps for low-income housing where they get the benefits of lower monthly bills, and I take the carbon credits for those things. You know, there's solar panels. There's a huge variety of things. I don't use some of the less... proven approaches.
Such as?
I don't plant trees.
There's a lot of people who are very enamored with trees. We've got trees on this stage. Some people would even say that if you just planted enough trees, it could take care of the climate issue altogether.
And that's complete nonsense.
Okay.
I mean, are we the science people or are we the idiots? Which one do we want to be?
All right, welcome back. I definitely respond to Mr. Gates by saying you are the idiots. I mean, I would. He's claiming that planting trees is anti-science. I mean, it's only been science for, I don't know, since the beginning of time that people understood that how the way trees process carbon dioxide and how they filter and clean the air. And that seems to be the way that the earth protects itself and deals with some of these issues. But Bill Gates knows better, right? He knows better than God, and he knows better than the creator, of course, you know. And it's science. Because as long as it fits the agenda, you know, solar panels, you know, that's science. But trees are not. You know, he's taking care of low-income people because he's such a great guy, and they get the benefits of him making their houses more efficient because that's science. I don't. It just, there comes a point in time where you have to just turn the madness off. I mean, right now, it is maddening listening to somebody that stupid. Yeah, I am no fan of Bill Gates. Never have been. The guy's a weasel. But the fact that he's actually saying that what he does is better for the environment than trees, I would have to disagree completely. You know, I think one of the biggest problems that we have is too much deforestation, and we don't take care of our forests enough. I think that is a big issue. I mean, look at a place like New York. Why is the air quality so poor in New York? There's no filter there. There are no trees filtering out the air. You go out into the Midwest where there's less people and there's more nature, you don't have those problems. Even down where I live at, there's a whole lot less. Man, it's fresh air when you get up in the morning. It's wonderful. You know, I'd rather smell somebody burning a campfire because, you know, burning wood smells good than smelling smog in a big city, which I know is just destroying my lungs. Trees are where it's at. Yeah, I mean, I am the type of person, I got a green thumb, and I enjoy nature. And as far as I'm concerned, I love trees, big, beautiful trees, all different types of trees. And I think trees are here for a very, very good purpose. God put them here because he knew what he was doing. It helps with everything. And he knows better than Bill Gates all day, every day, and tomorrow. So, Mr. Gates, your science, he just sounds like an idiot. He just sounds like just a complete idiot. Yeah, I don't do the less. Trees. Are we the scientists? Or are we the fools? Oh, you're definitely a fool. Joe Biden's ease migration policies are the top issue facing the United States, according to a latest Harvard-Harris poll. Immigration, not inflation, or the economy, was cited as the top issue among 36% of the 2,111 registered voters in March, And that was March 20th and 21st. There's a poll that the Harvard Center for American Political Studies. 36% tagged immigration as the top issue, while 33% tagged inflation. 23% picked the economy and jobs as a category. Demographically, 39% of whites, 41% of Hispanics, 28% of Asians, and 28% of people aged 25 to 34 choose immigration as your biggest issue. 21% of the respondents said immigration is the top issue facing them personally, but up 4 points from the prior monthly poll. The poll matches the results from Signal Polling, which surveyed 1,500 likely voters in 39 battleground districts from March 5th through 7th in 2024. Border security is now firmly the top issue with 30%, up to 11%, or up 11% since January, and surpassing inflation, which fell to 23% overall. Hispanic voters are driving this change, with 13% increasing among the voters towards border security and away from other issues. Independents continue to care more about inflation, while Republicans are focused on the border security, and Democrats are still expressing concerns over the threats to democracy. What a bunch of morons. However, the issue of inflation and immigration, they are closely tied. For example, Biden's immigration policies have imported at least 7 million extra migrants. Inflation costs for housing, autos, food, and other items. 58% of the 2,111 registered voters in the Harvard-Harris poll also said that Biden's border is getting worse, and 73% then said they want Biden's deputies to toughen up on enforcement. They don't need to toughen up. I think a lot of people are missing the point here. They don't need to toughen up on enforcement. That's not where the problem lies. They actually need to enforce the laws. It's not getting tougher. The laws already exist for us to have a safe and secure border. Right now, Democrats are stopping them from following the laws. If they would actually follow the laws as they are written, our border would be much better than it is. So you don't actually need anybody to get any tougher. We just need them to actually do their job and let the Democrat or have the Democrats let them do their job, and we wouldn't be having the problems that we're having. It's amazing how media spins it as if he's got tough policies, but they need to be even tougher. No, he doesn't. He doesn't have any tough policies. We already have pretty good policies in place that we're not using. The Democrats are stopping us from using so that they can do what they want to do. Just enforce the rules. And if you enforce the rules and you enforce the laws as written, our southern border would be much different than it is today. Many polls show migration is playing a central role in the 2024 election, with the establishment media efforts to downplay the pocketbook impact on Americans and the structural damage to the U.S. economy. The Harvard-Harris poll also showed that 46% of respondents said that immigration is Biden's biggest failure. That score was almost doubled the 27% who picked weak leadership at home and abroad, which, I don't know, it's a toss-up. Because isn't weak leadership, isn't that part of it? Isn't immigration kind of bundled into weak leadership? I mean, I think so. Biden is a failure all the way around. 2024, is it looking promising? It's looking promising, sure. But at the same time, it ain't going to be no slam dunk. Yeah, you just wonder what's lurking around the corner from these Democrats, because I don't trust them not even a little bit. I don't trust them as far as I could throw them. And trust me, as big and as strong as I am, I could probably throw some of them pretty far, and I still don't trust them. Most Americans also understand that Biden and Kamala Harris pretty much ignore the crisis, and the only reason that they are paying any attention to it whatsoever right now is because of what Ron DeSantis, what Texas, Tennessee, what all of these Republican governors did, which was bring the problem to the blue cities so that the rest of the world could see how these border towns and states are what they're dealing with. And that's the only real reason why they are even addressing or attempting to address or pretending to address the situation right now. Republicans may yet drop the ball by threatening, by treating migration as their only easy turnout for their base. And it's not, I care about immigration, certainly. And it's a big deal for me. And as a conservative, I know that that's a top priority to have safe and secure borders. But I also have a big issue with the way the economy's run. I have a big issue with the money that we're spending overseas on other people's wars. I have a big issue with all of the geopolitics that are going on right now. And not to mention, you got somebody in office that is tainted and crooked and comes from a crooked family. There's a lot of issues around that person. And just the fact that Joe Biden is a complete and utter moron who is failing cognitively and just needs to get out of the way. Yes, migration is a big issue, but they need to point out all of Joe Biden's failures. It's not just migration. This guy has failed across the board. This should be a slam dunk. It should be easy to point these things out, but never underestimate the Republicans' ability to screw things up, like Obama said about Biden. Okay, we're going to move on to a different subject. If you're wondering why the United States is the way it is, the past several years have reflected an overall decline in religious service attendance among Americans. Between 2021 and 2023, 30% of Americans said that they attended religious services every week, 21% or almost every week, and 9% less than that. At the same time, only 11% reported attending once a month, and 56% said that they seldom or never attend. And that breaks down to seldom is at 25%, never is at 31%, so combine them. Now, 2 decades ago, the average was 42% of U.S. adults attended religious services every week or nearly every week. A decade ago, that figure fell to 38%, and it is currently at 30%, so it's dropped off another 8%. And all of this is through Gallup and Gallup polls. This decline is pretty much largely driven by the increase in the percentage of Americans with no religious affiliation, 9% in 9% in 2000 to 2003 versus 21% in 2021 and 2023, all of whom do not attend any services regularly. And believe me, that is all by design that people are falling off. I am not, people are going to find this hard to understand, or not, maybe not. I'm not part of a religion because I don't look at Christianity as a religion. A religion is a man-made thing. Religion is somebody that has changed and altered something. When you're a Christian and you follow the word in its original form, you are just simply a Christian. It is not a religion. You are following the Bible in its pure form. So you are not part of a religion. If you start going outside of that, if you're a Catholic or a Protestant or a Mormon or whatnot, then it becomes a religion. And the reason why is because at some point in history, they altered things in the original format of the Bible to better suit them. Okay, and that's really what it comes down to. For example, I don't remember exactly which year it is. It's been a long time since I've been in this because remember, I grew up Catholic and became Christian. But originally, if you were Catholic as a priest, you were allowed to get married and have children. And I want to say it was sometime around 300 AD or maybe a little later. My memory is a little foggy on it because it's been so long. Anyways, that changed, and all of a sudden, priests are not allowed to get married and not allowed to have children. Which for me, if you have ever read the Bible, and I have said this before, and I encourage anybody, if you're just going by what your preacher says, but you've never actually taken the time to read the Bible, you're going to find out things that you're going to start questioning, like, whoa. Why isn't a priest allowed to get married and have children? Oh, because the Catholic religion says so, but not the Bible. The Bible tells you to be fruitful and multiply. Don't say nothing about a pastor not getting married and having children. That's a religion. Okay, that is not some man or some association or some group or whatever decided that they were going to alter things about the Bible. And unless you have read the Bible, and again, I would encourage you to, you would not know these facts. Yeah, I read the King James Version. I don't read the new one where they kind of simplify things. Excuse me, and put them into more familiar terms for you, the way we speak now versus the way the King's dialect was back then. I like the King's dialect. I don't know why, but even though it is different than we speak now, it actually makes more sense when you read it that way than if you try to read I think it's the New American Standard or whatnot. But anyways, let me go back. If you wonder why things in society are the way that they are today, you see that there is this constant rise in people who don't believe in anything. And if you don't believe in anything, and you don't believe that there's a higher power to answer to, then you would live your life saying that I will and can do anything that I want, because in the end, there is no price to pay. If I can get away with it and don't get caught, then I'm okay. If I screw people and hustle people, if I go out and I'm a modern day Marilyn Monroe and I'm a harlot, it's not an issue as long as I'm okay with it. What does it matter? In the end, I know that I have to answer for everything that I've done. I know that. I know every curse word that I've said, I have to answer for. I know every bad thing that I've done, I have to answer for. My eyes have been opened. I've seen the miracles. I've seen things in life that are not explainable by anything but the divine. And that's what helps you. It helps give you a good moral compass. And right now, if you don't have any beliefs and you don't really care, then you don't have a moral compass. What is keeping you from doing anything bad? There's nothing going to stop you from it because you don't feel like you have to answer to anybody. You know, for me, I know I have to answer to somebody. In the end, yeah, I want my soul to go to the right place. In the end, I certainly don't want to be baptized in hellfire. I don't want my soul to be ripped to shreds for an eternity. I would much rather go up and be embraced by the Creator. So the reason society is the way it is, and you've heard me say this multiple times, especially if you're a longtime listener of this show, that the further and further we get away from God, the crazier and crazier things are getting. And the reason that I bring polls like this up is because it just really drives home the point that you see that we continue to pull away from God, and the United States just continues to get crazier and crazier. And I'm just trying to open people's eyes and let them see and give them a reason why. Why are things getting as sick and twisted and as crazy as they are? I saw an article, and it was just in passing by, and it was the Gateway Pundit that said that a man was arrested for, I think a guy died or something, and he was eating his leg. Okay, I mean, if you don't think that people are out of control, if you don't think that demons exist, if you don't think any of that's real, I would advise you to take a really hard look at some of these people, because there is no other explanation for people being that evil. There's just not. There is no explanation for cannibalism in modern times. There's food everywhere. There's food houses. There's always a way to get something to eat. There's no reason for any of these things other than people having demons. And I'm a firm believer in that. And then I'm also a firm believer that the more we have pulled away from God, the crazier the United States has gotten. And it's going to continue to stay crazy and get crazier if we don't return.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.